in time. You know, we're welcome to places so often. But how many occurrences are there of being welcomed to a time? I'll say something that's very close. People say things like, welcome to marriage. That's close, but I'm saying, welcome to 9:15. This is why I shouldn't be rich, because I would absolutely have a guy dressed up like a beef eater or something, just standing across from a clock, from a digital clock. Then as each minute changed, he would like have a big staff and he'd bang it, boom, boom, boom. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 9:16. Then he would spin on his heel to face a smaller clock that's a couple seconds ahead, so that when the next minute comes, he knows by the time I turn around here, the real next minute. And it'd just be me and him in the house, nobody else. Who would live with that? I would, of course. And guess what? Would I get to know him? No, I would not. We would have an uncomfortable employee-employer relationship. Like, he's dressed up like he works for royalty. He doesn't, it's just me. This is not like a noble tradition. He's being paid by me to wear this dumb outfit and do this. He's doing a fake voice, probably. Obviously, I'd love to get a real British guy to do it. Never gonna happen. Can't get anything I want. Bless you. All right, was that a sneeze or a cough? Does anybody know? I heard a. We're all gonna pretend that didn't happen? Okay. What a weird gaslighting opportunity. Here's what we do. You do one of those coughs that could be a sneeze. I'm presuming he'll be a gentleman. Then act like nothing ever happened. That's why we record these shows. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spontaneity Nation with Paul F. Tompkins. I invite a special guest onto the program to have a free-form conversation with me, inspired by a blind question from my previous episode's guest. Then I invite some improviser pals onto the show to join me in a narrative improv that is one continuous story as opposed to unconnected scenes, inspired by a location provided by the aforementioned special guest, and oftentimes utilizing details gleaned from the free-form conversation that I previously mentioned. And it is all scored on piano by Mr. Evan Schletter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at the live shows, we introduce our improvisers first, and boy, oh boy, am I happy to have these knuckleheads with me. First up, he is from Pontiac, Michigan, ladies and gentlemen. A big welcome home to Eugene Cordero. Eugene.
Hi.
How long has it been since you've been back to Michigan?
I think it's like 6 or 7 years.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. I don't, yeah, I should visit more often. I was like, wow, it's been a while, It's been a while. Yeah, so I hope I see some people I know while I'm here. Or maybe they've moved away. I don't know. I also haven't kept in touch with anybody. I was thinking of like going to my old house, but then I'm like, what? It's not gonna be the same.
No.
My parents aren't gonna be in there. My sister will not be there. My cat, Silver, is not gonna be there.
Is Silver still with us, though?
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't kept in touch. No. We didn't take good. I was like 8 or 9 when we got Silver. And me and my sister did not know how to take care of a cat.
Sure.
Nor did my folks. So then one day when I came home from school, my mom said that she had moved on. Or like something along the lines of like...
she'd resigned?
That Silver didn't want to be there anymore. Because we've been taking such bad care of her. So I was like, oh, that sucks. But at that point, I was like, I mean, 8 or 9, I think, you know, dogs, cats, mice, all of them have, you know, hats and refrigerators of their own and, you know, apartments. Yeah. Yeah. I still thought it was cool that if you opened your fridge and just put one piece of bread and then everything else just stacked on top of it.
Yeah.
And you could squish it together.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sandwich would taste good.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. I tried that in my house around that age. Probably because I wasn't paying attention to the cat.
Yeah.
And I was just like, let me make something to eat. And I did one of those things where I was just like, oh, okay, this is one of the things I like.
Like a guy in a cartoon. Yeah.
I mean, almost to the point where I think I was going to put like a bowl in there. Because I was like, that's what they do. They like balance like a... Yeah. And then like milk was in glass in those cartoons. Anyways, you know what I mean? Milk came in glass.
Did you try?
And then I tried, yeah. I tried to, and there was always like a full fish.
Yeah.
You know, in those sandwiches.
Yeah.
So I had to put some fish in there. So I put some fish in there. We always had fish in my house. Anyways. Pushed it down together, tried to fit it and take a bite. Whatever the mix of it was, vomited it immediately.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you think it was because of the glass?
Yeah. I think it was the glass of milk. I think it was probably the bowl. Maybe the fish. But I don't know. But I wasted a lot of food. It was all in the garbage, and my mom came over. She was like, what happened? And I was like, I tried to make a sandwich.
Listen, Eugene, I don't want you to feel bad about Silver. Cats are notoriously a high-maintenance pet.
Got it.
Eugene Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. In touch with your old pets?
You know, if I did, that would be like, I'd be one of those pet mediums, right? I'd be one of those pet psychics, and that would be a better fallback career for me, probably. I did one time talk to a cat therapist. Not a therapist that was a cat.
I feel like we'd all know about that therapy.
I mean, I don't live in a cartoon, but I do live in Los Angeles where, like, there are therapists for your pets. And I had to speak to one because my cat, she's 15. I've had her for her entire life.
Can you say her name on the podcast?
Bernadette Peters. yes, thank you very much. She that she has always been very low maintenance, but then she lost her mind when we moved to this new house in LA and started peeing on everything. She's never done that before. I tried everything, but I was like, this isn't a trained animal. It's like having a raccoon in your home.
Yeah.
Like, a cat is a sedate raccoon, basically. So I had to call this pet fucking therapist to be like, how do I get my cat to stop peeing? And I'll tell you what, I paid that woman $120 to have her tell me some what seemed like very obvious shit, but I did it in the right order and it cured the cat. So that was $120 well spent because I'd already bought like 3 new duvet covers.
Do you remember what the steps were?
Yes, it was like regular play times, like at the same hour every day, changing the litter, changing the type of litter box. It was all like things I probably could have Googled but didn't know to do all of them. So.
And then that did the trick.
It did the trick. No more pee.
No. She's never peed since?
No. There might be a problem.
Tanya, let's talk about horses.
No! There's too much horse talk on this podcast.
No, there isn't. There isn't. There's not enough.
There's not. Our talk about horses is starting to eclipse my actual experience. But, like, I'm remembering more us talking about the horses than I am the actual horses.
Well, that's flattering, of course, but... I just want, how many horses in your life from childhood to now?
There's been a steep drop off in the last 15 years.
Absolutely.
I think total over my horse time, we probably had 12.
Let's
12 or 13.
Run down the names.
Okay, my main horses, this is not chronological.
Ooh, main
like
horses!
This is like the time I asked Mark Evan Jackson if he'd ever been in a Target, and he said, no. I feel like I sound elitist with my horse talk. But we were very poor. We could barely afford to feed these animals, so we kind of like shuttled them around to other houses, and people would like take care of them for a while, then they'd come back to us. Okay, so the names. So mine... First was JJ, then Katie, then Barb was my like main horse forever. Wait, I didn't name her, cause you know, I didn't name any of these horses. They come to you pre-named.
Understood.
Then my mom's horse was Roxy, then there was Rusty, then there was, I want to say Carl, but it wasn't Carl. It was like something with a C. Because they all had these long names that was like from their breeding papers,
right.
You know?
Which they do with dogs, too.
Yeah. So you knew, like my mom's horse, Roxy, that horse's real name was like Justin Doc's Keepin' Time or whatever, because it was like the son of whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I had, and then there was, oh my God, Missy, oh, did I already say Katie?
15 seconds.
Blanche. Rose.
Wait, were some of these named after the Golden Girls? Was there a Sophia?
Maybe. I wish. Then there was B. Arthur, and then... no, I never got to name them. I wish I had.
Which of these horses was the biggest asshole?
Probably Rusty, because he was not fixed. He was a stallion, so he was, you know, he was kind of a jerk. Because he had, you know, when horses have their balls still, they're just like, ah.
Donnie Newsome, ladies and gentlemen. thinking of something else. Janet! I know you have pets.
Yeah.
You currently have, don't help me, 2 dogs.
Yeah.
The end.
Yes.
Did you have a cat at some point?
I did.
What happened to that cat?
I mean, I'll give you the first hint. She was 17 when she died. So.
She retired.
Yes. She resigned. Now I know that's a thing I can say when animals die. She resigned.
What was that cat's name?
Luca.
Luca.
Yeah.
And the dogs, one is a husky.
Uh-huh.
Part husky or all husky?
One is all husky. All husky. Why are we, this is like a singles ad all of a sudden. Yeah, she's all husky.
Does she talk in husky talk?
I don't feel like we've fully exploited that yet. I feel like there's some cultivation that could be happening. She doesn't ever bark. She only makes those sounds,
yeah.
And principally just either when she wants to be fed or she wants to go for a walk. But it does seem like she's starting to shape words. But I don't want to turn into one of those people who just spends all my time recording my husky, which I think once you start, why wouldn't you spend all your time doing that? Your dog is talking absolutely English to you.
Has she
but
said,
I'd have to quit everything else.
Has she said, I love you?
I mean, I feel she says it to me every day, but not in a way that expresses. Hers are just more good. They're more guttural at this point. They're more just like. Yeah.
Maybe it's a foreign language.
It might be.
And she's just visiting here.
I wonder if there's like a, not a pet therapist, but a pet linguist who can come and tell you, a pet interpreter, but it's really just different languages that humans speak.
The other dog does not say things.
No, he's not. He's more of a barker. Mm-hmm. We did a little genetic test. We sent away. I don't want to make it sound like we had a lab. Or a lab dog. So we now know what he probably is comprised of. And it's mostly chow with some husky and some Chinese hairless, Chinese crested, which our dog looks nothing like these dogs. Has anyone seen what a Chinese crested looks like?
They're
right, so it's an entirely bald dog except for like a weird foofy mane and then maybe
your dog looks like a drawing of a dog.
Yeah. My dog looks like My dog looks like a Japanese anime idea of what a dog is. He's adorable.
Very cute.
He's like a crowd stopper, like when we're walking and he sort of has this like big sort of smile and giant black eyes and a big black nose and people literally stop in their tracks and they're like and just wait for him to come all the way up. What kind? We're like, he's a mutt.
Did you have pets when you were a child?
my land. I had a cat, and then I had a goldfish, and I had 2 mice. The cat was when my parents were still married. That didn't go well, marriage or cat. And then my mom, then no more pets on my at my dad's house, but my mom, who did not have primary custody of me, for some reason agreed to have pets, which I was never there. So she took care of, I'm looking at Eugene like he understands how, what it's like to be a deadbeat pet dad. My mom took, I had 2 mice. I'm sure they were supposed to be snake food, but we were there getting a goldfish and I saw these mice and I was so worried that they were gonna be killed that she bought 2 of them for me. And we named them Bess and George after Nancy Drew's best friends.
Wait.
And George was black and white and had a black spot on her. And she, I swear, was just the same kind of trim, athletic character that George was in Nancy Drew. And Bess was a little more lazy and like slightly pudgy and very sweet. And that's sort of how her character is described in Nancy Drew. So I don't know if they felt obliged to become those characters.
Wait,
or if it was a coincidence.
I didn't realize that in both the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, that they both had a fat friend.
We know, but he would would call Bess fat. She was just doughy. I don't know.
But she was. But she was.
She was beautiful.
She was
cherubic,
the comic relief,
she was
though, wasn't she?
No.
Wasn't
she? Was just
she?
Lazier.
But they took the time to describe
her. Oh, for sure. Yeah. She was like, in fact, now that I'm thinking about it, it was like she was sort of the feminine one, which was like, oh, she's pretty and lazy.
Pretty and lazy.
Like, now that I think about it, it's almost like we've come a long way, but we still have a ways to go. And George was tomboyish and was like, yeah.
Ooh, I think I've solved
sporty,
that mystery.
Short hair. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking
what
about.
What happened to the mice?
They lived so much longer than I think mice should. My mom was devoted to them, and at some point they did get sick, and she like administered antibiotics to them, like cradling, I know, in a little dropper. She kept them alive as long as she could.
How long did they live?
I feel like they lived like 8 years. I mean, it was like, I think mice were supposed to live like a couple years.
I would have said
months.
They
were freaks of nature. Yeah.
Janet, I don't want to blow your mind, but you could have... No, the mice are not here. I say this for other people who are maybe in a similar situation when they go to a pet store.
Oh, yeah.
Think of how many more mice lives you could have saved if instead you'd bought that snake. Janet Varney, ladies and gentlemen. Silence! Thank you. Folks, we're gonna take a break. When we return, we will meet our special guest. Stay alive, no matter what occurs, I will find you. Gentleman on the show. He is a goddamn food wizard. Folks, this gentleman is the proprietor of the restaurant Mabel Gray right here in the area. Maybe you've heard of it. Please welcome to the stage, James Rigotto.
Have a seat.
He's gone down the line. Down the line. James, thank you very much for being here.
Yes, my pleasure.
James, what is the last thing you ate today?
Oh my God. I had some ramen.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad.
Very nice. Did you make it yourself?
I did not. No.
Where'd you get it?
We got it from Urban Ramen downtown. It's new. It's delicious. Check it out.
There you go.
Yeah. That's my, I got $25 worth of ramen coupons for that.
I have a question for you, James.
All right.
This comes to us from our previous episode's guest.
Okay.
That question is, are there any recurring dreams that are significant to you?
Wow.
It's a heavy one.
Yeah, it is heavy. It's deep. I mean, you know, I'm a chef, which basically means a glorified line cook. So we have what's called Tetris syndrome dreams.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I've had it since I was, you know, 16. It's basically like the, if anyone here is in the industry, which I'm sure some of us are, cooks or servers, it's like 27, ribeye, medium, fries, no salt, and you always put it up with salt, and then it just comes back, and you live in this, like, spinning tires,
right.
You know? And you're like, you know, I'm yelling at my dog, and you know, in bed with me, and I don't even know it. And I'm elbowing my girlfriend, and I wake up, and I feel like I was at work the whole time, and so it's like a never, kind of like fever dreams.
Are you giving the dog orders?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like it's like a line cook I'm working next to, like I'm bumping off of him, like get off me, the fries have salt.
Get off.
It's Tetris. I'm telling you, it's Tetris syndrome. It's like I still can remember, I mean, you could name a date, like it's like Rain Man, like December 10th, you know, 2002, I'll be like, oh, table 27 had, you know, the prime rib and a chicken parmesan. Like it lives inside my head and it shows up in dreams.
November 3rd, 2009.
Got me. I wasn't in a restaurant then. So
See?
This guy's good. I was out of the restaurant.
Do you always remember your dreams?
No, not at all. Of course not. I drink way too much to remember my dreams. Sometimes I wake up like, I hope I dreamt that. And it was actually my behavior.
I hope I dreamt that.
No, it was my actual behavior, and I had to, text apologies, send flowers.
But let's say before you got heavy into alcohol.
I'm teasing. But yes.
Yeah. Did you remember dreams then when you were a kid?
Of course. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think there's always the dreams. The one of falling right before you hit the ground, you wake up, thankfully. Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm still here. We all know the story. I mean, but honestly, I think the most recurring ones, I would say, are the work dreams. Mm-hmm. But dreams for sure. The good ones, the nightmares. Nightmares are always fun. It's true. This is so fucked up. I had the worst. This actually disturbed me for a couple of days. I'm over it now, thankfully. But I actually had a dream where I was eating my own head. I swear to God, because we're Mabel Gray's vegan this month. So I swear, the older I get, this is all true. This is too real right now. So the older I get, the more I kind of lean away from, just reckless eating animals. I think that, obviously it's sustainability and that it's, farm to table, and we've obviously raised animals. And I say the older I get, I just kind of pull back. I really become, plant focused. So we're vegan this month, but I had a dream. I almost I've been thinking about vegetables constantly and getting a little guilty about animals. And I had a dream where I cooked and ate my own head.
Okay,
it was fucked up. I literally was pulling the meat.
I will grant you, that is very fucked up.
Yeah, I know.
For sure.
You asked for it.
No. I'm trying to visualize the mechanics.
It was the out of body third person dream.
Sure.
So I was kind of watching myself do it.
Yeah.
It was fucked up. I'd say cannibalism in chef world is you're constantly tearing apart carcasses. So if a nightmare gets a hold of you, I mean it goes south fast.
This is a common dream.
I would assume so.
I would assume so.
I mean it's not something I wake up in the morning hey Andy, have you eaten your own head in a dream? Yeah, man. Wow. Yeah. No. I know chefs have I know butchers. I mean, I'll tell you this is not really funny. If you go visit a slaughterhouse, a lot of alcoholism. Those guys got to dull the edges,
sure.
So I guarantee they're having dreams about slaughtering animals. And I mean, we're animals. So it gets dark fast. Why I'm entering a lot of vegetable based, eating and living right now. You can only eat your head so many times.
This
it's
is very
quinoa true. And tempeh. And
what have you done? Have you had to do butchering yourself?
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, we raised some animals. We raised goats and pigs, and we're part of it. From to birth to death. So it's intense. I think that there's a responsibility when it comes to eating whole animals, and it's really the whole animal. I actually don't have a problem with being an omnivore. I have a big problem when someone comes in and is like, ew, I don't like skin, or I don't like bones.
Right.
It's you don't deserve to eat an animal if you can't support and eat the whole animal. So I'm kind of a philosopher in that way. Mm-hmm. Not a joke, but yes.
Yeah, I was with you.
They came for comedy, fucking give it to them.
But, I think that was people who actually have degrees in philosophy that were like.
Oh, it's true. It's true. I just inherited mine from, killing animals.
Right.
But I say a goat is probably the hardest thing to actually raise and kill. I mean, they're it's when you pick up a goat, they lean into you, they love you, they respond like a dog. It's pretty close to a canine.
Yeah.
So the goats are the hardest thing to raise. I mean, they're delicious, but they're very hard. This is true. It's true. But I think there's a lot less pain and guilt when you raise an animal and slaughter them in a healthy way.
Right.
I mean, you start asking questions. Not all of you are eating at the hippie restaurants. I mean, there's some fucked up shit out there in the world of food. But seriously, start asking questions. It gets real, real fast. Real fast.
Did you have to kill any animals that you had named?
No. So I, good question. But I've never actually...
Not yet.
No, honestly, I've not held the blade.
Right.
I've been obviously raised, and you turn it over to a USDA certified slaughterhouse because that's the law.
Mm-hmm.
But I've not.
Okay, I think I get
it. Someone out there.
I think I get it.
I think I saw my health inspector.
Did you grow up with these goats?
That would be a really old goat.
So, forgive me.
I do not have next question.
A time frame for the
next question, please. We received the goats from a cheese producer up in Northport. So, they have this obviously baby goats to create the milk, and then you get to collect the milk, and you don't need the babies anymore. So you throw them to chefs, and we raise them and slaughter them.
Right.
Nobody minds the barbacoa taco.
That's right.
Everyone's sad about the goat story.
If given the opportunity, would you try human flesh?
Is this a grass-fed? I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I'm sure. I'm in a relationship now, but there's times when I'm single. I'm nervous about making out with somebody. Right? So, like, I don't know what you have to, like, consume your actual flesh. So, like, I would say, I'd want to know more. I'd want, like a certified organic. Here's the diet. Here's their behavior. Maybe. But just some barfly, 75-year-old, like, tuberculosis. Like, no. No, thank you.
Well, and I guess I did all of that.
I was going to say, why? You got the connection, don't you? The dark web. He's like, yeah, I'm in town until Saturday.
Right. That's right. Yeah, I went to German Craigslist and found a guy. It's like, look, before the tuberculosis takes me.
I was saying, I want to see a Carfax of the human.
What is the tastiest insect you've ever eaten?
You know, it's just down in Mexico, and like the crickets and the grasshoppers, like the crunchy ones. I mean, they spice those; they're delicious. It's definitely like I feel like there's like stigma with that. But that's absolute delicious, crunchy seasoned.
I feel like that's making some sort of not a comeback.
Yeah,
but I guess if you could say the Bible.
It's less taboo nowadays, for sure. You know, it's just seeing cricket tacos. The only kind of insects I don't prefer is like when it kind of like sludges out, like the pudgier worms and stuff. Yeah. Like, no, that's not for me. I don't want to like bite into like an actual like a grub. That's not enticing.
James, I hate a fat worm.
You know, it's nice to feel connected.
What is a thing that you have not yet eaten that you would like to eat?
Oh man, I don't know. That's a good question. You know, I'll tell you what I bailed on was the crazy like prehistoric. It was like monstrous in Vietnam. I didn't partake. My friends were like, "Oh, let's get one." And I was like, "I don't really." It's like I said. You ever seen one of those? It looks like prehistoric. Yeah. Like you see it in a fossil.
Huge.
And you like roast it and peel the cap back. And I think I was like, I just gotten over some like eating too much weird stuff sickness. So I was like, I'm gonna skip on the horseshoe crab or whatever the hell. So like I did bail on that. So like I guess I would go back and not bail. But it's easy to say that with the ramen and the vegan, I feel great.
Yeah.
But you know, when you travel to another country and you start eating street food immediately, it hits you. I swear, like when you go to Vietnam, Mexico, like, you know, it takes about one day of sickness to bounce back, but then you're like stronger. You're like, it's true, I swear. It's like Superman when he gave up and got beat up in the diner, and then he's Superman again. It's like when you first see blood, you're like, blood? Oh my God, I'm actually sick. I can't have that threw up, and you know, it's a mess. And then like the next day, man, Next day, I'm like, I'm back in the saddle. So I wasn't quite there for the horseshoe crab thing, but right. I mean, I've eaten a lot of,
but yeah. You're all in for blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Superman blood. It's an analogy. Stick with me. Blood is delicious, though. I mean, blood pudding. I mean, blood, that's what I got. Blood pudding is delicious. The blood, like the little blood, like almost like panna cotta looking, like blood pudding you get in like pho, and like blood's delicious. Eat your blood. See, that's what I'm saying.
Stop. Eat your blood.
This is why all of you do not fucking deserve tacos. Seriously. Give me the Canadian bacon, but oh, pig face is fucking gross. You're all part of the problem.
James, you're all part of the problem. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take another break. When we return, we will have procured a location for our improv from our guest James Rogato, and then we're gonna do that improv. All this and nothing else when Spontaneous Nation returns! Welcome back to Spontaneous Nation! Folks, it is now time to reveal the location for our improv provided to us by our guest James Rogato. All right, James, guest Rogato. But first, guest is a pretty good first name. But first, just so you know, in order to aid us in our storytelling, we use three sound effects that move us about in space and time. Let's say we need to go into the past for some reason. Someone's having a memory. We're learning how something came to be. Anytime we travel into the past, we use this flashback sound effect. Now, if we want to get back to where we were from the flashback, gotta get back in time. Or anytime we move forward in time, we use this flash forward sound effect. Now, this final sound moves us only in space, not in time. Let's say we're in a scene, we want to find out what's happening at the exact same moment somewhere else. Moving only in space, not in time. We use this meanwhile sound effect. Past, present, future. Everyone gets it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to reveal the location provided for improv. Lauryn Hill concert. In line at a delayed Lauryn Hill concert. We take you now to in line at a delayed Lauryn Hill concert.
Hey, Rebecca.
Yeah?
I know that the concert's delayed, but why are we in a line? If she's not gonna perform for a while, why don't we wait until they're done?
Is this the line for the delay?
Yeah. I don't understand why everybody's waiting to go back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, were we, I thought it would be better if we just stayed in there and waited. Like, I don't know why I felt like everybody wanted to go back outside because of the delay.
Everyone just started walking, and so I
yeah.
did too.
Yeah, everybody was like, okay, the concert's delayed, sorry guys, and everybody, oh, and then left. I was like, why don't we stay here, but, you know.
Well, because I feel like we don't want to make Lauren feel like she was late.
Oh, so. Okay. Yeah, got it.
We're just going to reline up and then go in at 10:45.
So she gets there, nobody's there. She's like, oh, great, I'm early.
Yeah. And then she doesn't feel, like, bad, you know?
Oh, and then she'll do the best concert she can.
Yeah.
Ah, got it.
I don't know. That's what I heard they did in San Francisco. She was, like, 5 days late to that show.
Oh, really?
Everybody left, went to their houses, went to their job for a couple days.
Like, for a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, like, a Monday through Friday type sitch.
Yeah. Then, it was, like, a Sunday show, and then it went.
And then it was not back on until Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey. You here for the delay?
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Nice.
You brought your own soup.
Always.
Yeah.
Wow, you got a cool umbrella.
Yeah.
Thank you. I learned the hard way, you know what I mean?
Oh, have you been in a lot of delayed concerts for Lauren?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Last year I lost 2 toes to frostbite.
Really?
Yes.
And the umbrella's gonna help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we're getting a lot more snow on us than she is on her, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels a little interesting and amazing that I came back.
Yeah. She was that good, huh?
She was great. She was
so great.
Hey, yeah. I'm not going to ask any more questions if I know that she's going to be that great.
Yeah, no, she's going to be great.
Other than what kind of soup?
It's a like a chimichurri.
It's olive oil.
Yeah.
It's an olive oil based sauce.
Yeah. Yes.
Just a big old thermos of it.
Yeah.
So you just
got it.
It's just
pepper flakes,
like some herbs,
parsley,
basil,
and then just olive oil.
Yeah.
Are you keto? Is that what it is? Keto diet? You know what that means?
I know what it is. I don't believe in it.
Oh, okay.
Just the idea of drinking olive oil straight.
Yeah.
That makes
sense.
Do you
guys want anything from this flask?
Oh, yeah. What you got?
So blood?
Just straight blood.
Gotta drink your blood.
You know what they say?
I've heard that.
Eat your blood.
Yeah.
Eat your blood.
Gotta eat your blood.
What is this from?
Probably an animal.
You're not sure?
I know a guy who.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? I want it. Did they deliver it to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get that number for you. I would love to like try a different blood guy. The one that I got right now, like, I get blood every once in a while.
Yeah, I know.
And every time I've gotten it, she knows. Every time I've gotten it, it tastes like factory farmed blood.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It just is like
that stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, is this from a former Jax? Or is this like legit?
Right.
I hate that he drinks blood at all. Like, I'm on the diet where I only eat parts of the animal that are indiscernible and you can't tell from what animal or if they're even from an animal. Like, I don't wanna know, I don't wanna think about where they came from, so.
I like to think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is good.
It's really good blood,
that
right?
That is good blood.
Hey, you guys would just squeeze some fresh goat milk. You want some?
No, see, you told me where it was from. I don't want to.
You can see where it was from.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's there.
Come on.
Oh, I thought that was a dog.
Taste this milk, you won't think that again. I don't know to be here, or what kind of apocalypse we might be headed for, so.
You know what, I'm gonna pour some blood in here and make it like a strawberry quick.
Oh. Honey, you should try this stuff.
If I didn't know where it came from, I would've. They pulled back the curtain.
Yeah.
If you give me anything else, if you offer me anything, just don't tell me what it is or where it's from, and I'll try it, okay?
That's delicious.
It's good, right?
Woo!
See, honestly, I'm gonna think it's gonna taste like strawberry quick, and then I'm gonna know it doesn't. All of a sudden.
No.
It kinda does. It is weird. It's because that milk is different. That's a different kind of milk.
Yeah.
Fresh from a goat, yeah.
Fresh from a goat.
Does your goat have a name?
Oh, no. No, I might have to eat this guy.
Do you mind if I give him a name?
Just whisper it to him so I don't have to hear.
Your name is Barb.
I feel like I heard you whispering everything up until the point where you actually said a name, and then I heard it.
Huh. That's funny, because I feel like you just cut the line.
Hey!
Wait a minute, I've heard about you. You're that over...
Do you know about her, too?
Oh, I sure do.
We all do. Hon, I've been telling you about this perp. She comes to Lauryn Hill concerts. Claims there's been a delay, comes over prepared, distracts you with all kinds of animal products and actual animals, and then cuts in front of you in line.
She's been doing this for years.
can't believe we have to wait for this delayed Jethro Tull concert.
I know.
Me as well. Oh, hello, young woman.
Whoa. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, you look beautiful. What's that you got there?
Oh, a tent.
Oh.
Whoa.
Tent.
Is that peacock yours?
Yeah. You want some peacock milk?
Huh?
Yes. Can we all go direct to the source to get it?
This is a little unconventional.
Now let us all three crowd over by the peacock.
If you insist.
Okay, come, new friends. There's a peacock. Oh, hello. Here it is.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait. Rapscallion.
She's gonna hear Aqualung before we ever get to.
Yeah.
No.
Now she's at the front of the delay.
Lady, so you're not gonna get away with it this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause we all know exactly who you are.
That's right.
Right, I'm sorry. I gotta be honest with you, I am so exhausted from this whole lifestyle that really I've just cultivated so that I could get to the front of a line of a delayed show. I've turned my back on everyone I care about.
Really?
I'm very lonely.
Your Amazon Prime must be like off the hook. You have so much stuff.
Yeah.
You just order things constantly to try and distract people?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Where'd you get the animals from?
I stole them.
What?
What? From a farm or from a small child?
Please tell me there's just a bunch of children missing their animals. Or please, no.
Wait, you do want that?
No. Don't tell me. Sorry. Don't tell me.
I don't know what
sorry,
to
sorry,
say.
Sorry.
I don't know what to say.
Can we go again?
Sure.
Don't tell me that there's a bunch of children.
What if I nod or shake my head rather than saying?
Wait a minute. Hey, Jeff.
What?
Like, remember when I had that... Hey, Jeff. Remember when I was like, for a while, I was like, hey, will you watch my...
Those kids up and put them in the same place where they're just wandering around missing their animals together.
Which actually seems kind of humane, because if they were sad without their animals, at least they can commiserate.
Yeah, I remember.
If you remember, then like...
Hey.
What?
Hey.
Where is he?
Jeff.
What, Tina?
Jeff, do you remember when I told you about that dream I had? Do you remember I told you I had that dream where somebody came and they were gonna eat my pet snake and they were gonna wear it as a hat, but then that snake was their own head and then they were gonna eat that? Do you remember when I told you about that dream?
No.
Well, the dream was that somebody ate my pet snake, but they wore the parts they didn't eat as a hat. But then they ate their own head. It was like a third person thing.
Wait, can I ask? Wait.
Yes, I have time for one. Yeah.
I wonder if we have the same question.
Yeah. If it's just not the head, then it's like the rest of the snake. So then like the snake.
The snake
has
proper.
Max three parts.
I think the snake has three parts. You wanna know what they are?
Yeah.
I'm the oldest.
I think I know what they are.
So let's say it together.
All right.
Head,
shoulders,
body,
attitude.
Knees and toes.
Don't tell us that's what's happening.
Don't you tell us.
tell us.
Don't tell us.
Don't tell us.
Don't you tell us.
Don't tell us.
Don't you tell us. Don't you tell us. Don't you tell us.
Can I tell you?
Go ahead.
I guess, yeah.
Yes, I rounded the kids up. I felt terrible. I wanted to give them the gift of each other, the gift of companionship, because that's something I don't have anymore since I've turned my life of crime and whatever this is.
What did you... What did you do before that?
What did I do before that?
So you can use a potato peeler for a carrot or a potato.
Hold on. Potato peeler.
When I die, I want you to take over this restaurant. But you have to have animals in there at all times so that people remember what they're eating.
Okay. Okay, Mama. What kind of animals do I have to have?
What are you serving?
Is this a test? Is this a test? Is this a test?
You're gonna serve a chicken, have something bigger, but reminiscent of a chicken, like a turkey. You're gonna serve a cow, have its older friend and uncle, the buffalo.
Buffalo.
If you want to serve a buffalo, I hope you got a good elephant man on call. See, you need something big and in the forefront, so when people are looking at it and then eating the smaller version of it, they're coming face to face with their humanity and their animality.
Is that how you spell animality?
Animality.
Ooh, what if I wanted to serve manatee?
You could serve manatee, but you better have the Great Barrier Reef on call.
That's not a job.
Yeah. Someone has to catalog and chronicle the experiences of such an extraordinary mammal.
So you were like a journalist?
I was a biographer. Yeah. Tell me you don't accept that. Tell me that's not a real job.
That's a real job.
Yeah. It's a real job.
Thanks.
But... has this Meemaw biography been published?
Yeah. Where'd she go?
Where'd she go?
Where'd she go?
She's
I don't know.
Gone.
Hey, but I'm back at, I got my place back.
Oh, yeah.
Front.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the front.
Hey, wait a minute. So she does all this illegal stuff.
Yeah, let's unpack this.
To
get to the front.
To get to the front of a delayed concert line.
Yes.
Usually, you know, you would do the illegal stuff, that would be the means to the end. Like, you get something out of that.
Yeah.
You know, like, she could be ransoming the children or...
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Selling the animals at the black market.
But I think she's just, like, a serious music fan.
T-shirts here! Get your T-shirts here! T-shirts! Buy a T-shirt from our mustachio gentleman! T-shirts! Lauryn Hill on the back, worth the wait! T-shirts here!
I mean, we've got some time to go T-shirt shopping.
Yeah. Hello, finger mustache person. Can we each get a T-shirt, please?
Of course, young lady. What size do you take?
Can you hold the T-shirt out so we can get a good look at it?
You bet.
Wow.
It's
and
not
what's
wide.
What's on the back?
Okay.
Worth the wait.
Worth the wait. Oh yeah.
Worth the wait. So Lauryn Hill knew she was going to be this late and had merch printed.
Is that what's most surprising about all this?
I mean, no.
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 Hey, mustache. Mustachio Gentleman, what's your favorite Lauryn Hill song?
Oh,
you must be a fan working the line.
Big fan. I like the one about she's getting educated. I believe education is very important.
Yeah.
It's good, but I feel like something's fishy about this mustache t-shirt guy.
I mean, you've been able to sniff out the perps all day. So.
That's true. That's true. You're great at spotting perps.
Yeah.
What can I say, you guys? You know, it's from my time on the beat.
I know.
Oh, she's coming! She's coming!
Got this flashlight.
We gotta get out of here, but the door's locked! Do you think she's gonna know that we're perps?
I don't know! Let's hope she doesn't.
Let's act like we're not perps.
Got it.
A good session of patty cake.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Whoever now wins doesn't pay for the beers.
What's that?
Sorry, we were just playing a little beer patty cake.
Yeah, I noticed that.
We're regular guys.
Who let
just two regular guys.
Yeah.
That are fun. Having fun in this place where the door is locked, I guess.
Yeah, we were passing the time till they opened the door by playing beer patty cake.
I like patty cake myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how do you think I got this job as mall security? It's all patty cake on that application.
The application is all patty cake?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good resume.
I did it in Excel.
Great, yeah. Graduated with honors from the Police Academy.
Yep.
Green Beret.
Yep.
Navy SEAL.
Yep. And MI6, not the movie, the actual thing. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a back.
Yeah. You know, save a tree, double print, etc. Yeah.
All right, well, basically, it's going to come down to this. Yes, Marianne, could you step in here, please?
Oh, how you doing?
Hi.
This is Marianne.
Hi.
Great. Hi.
Now, first I have to ask you, do you have any palm sensitivity at all?
No, I actually have some pretty thick calluses on both of them.
Oh, so, is that so?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm sure you think that, but,
pretty tough hands, yeah. Oh. I noticed she's putting on a lot of lotion and powder.
She's putting
powder.
On a lot of lotion and powder.
Kind of looks like it's creating a paste on your body. Okay. Doing some stretches, all right. So what is this, some kind of fight or?
I'm going to leave the room and lock the door.
Hey, boss. How come nobody's taking the psych exam with me? They're supposed to talk to me if they want to be mall security as well. Do people don't trust me as a therapist because I'm a cat? I don't get it.
Dr. Silver, I thought you retired.
Doctor, no one has more respect for you than I do.
Thank you.
But I think it is off-putting to people.
When a cat does therapy?
Yes. Not everyone is as open-minded as I am, Doctor.
And that's why I love the job, but nobody comes even to my office to get evaluated. And I mean, being a mall security guard takes a lot of work.
Yes, it
does. And mental game.
That's true.
And, you know, handling perps.
The three pillars of mall security. Mental game. Work.
Yeah, and perks.
Yeah. And well, listen, I mean, you got me to stop smoking that pipe.
Yeah, I mean, it was a book.
that I just read out loud to you.
Well, the easy way to stop smoking a pipe by
Alan Carr. Yeah. And I'm functionally illiterate, so that was a great service. But doctor, I'm afraid this isn't easy for me to do. I don't want to fire you, but I'd love if you would resign.
I know what that means. And unless you're going to eat all of me, I'm going to go.
I think the doors are opening. Oh. I feel like the crowd's starting to go inside.
Oh, the delay is almost over. No. Then we can just wait for the concert to start.
Yeah.
Do you think there's still going to be an opener since she's so late?
Oh, I hadn't thought about
that.
Right?
That would be super rude. Right?
Yeah. Do you think they played while we all went outside? Because then I think we're the rude ones.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, hey there.
Hey, guys.
You're back.
Yeah.
You ran away.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You missed the t-shirt guy.
He sounds wonderful.
We didn't even tell you about it.
I liked what I heard.
Wait, it was nothing.
To me, the way your intonation, your sort of sing-song.
He just said t-shirt guy.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
What was that noise?
Are you a pig?
You're a pig.
In disguise?
Not in disguise. I'm just a pig. You know, pigs can hang out. We all have jackets. We all have our own refrigerators.
I never noticed you were a pig.
Yeah.
How dare you judge my husband? I use the whole animal.